Well, okay. Crack it. Crack it. There we go.
Yeah.
I got cherry zero sugar Coke.
I got zero sugar Orange Crush.
Woo. Mike, how do you take your coffee, Mike?
Just black. Black. Just like my man.
Whoa. Hello.
Hey, Mike now. Mike never went back.
Boom, ba, ba, da, 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 da. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Mike, how you doing this Sunday morning? Good morning, Sunday morning at 1:15.
I'm doing okay. I didn't get much sleep last night because we got a new dog.
Oh, shit! New dog?
Yeah.
New dog. Show the new dog. This is
there
great.
He is.
Hey!
What's up, dog?
What's up, dog? Laying in the sunshine.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
what's
Zeke.
His name?
Zeke.
Okay. Zeke.
This dude, this MF loves Zeke Elliott. Yeah. Mike's like, my favorite free agent destination is Ezekiel Elliott to my house.
Yeah.
Perfect destination. So, yeah, he's getting used to being crate trained and really like it last night, but he'll get there.
He'll get there. Walker, how are you doing?
Really good. Yeah, we don't want to have a new dog or a new any animal, but it snowed this morning and now it's all gone.
Mm.
Classic March Michigan weather where just dumps like an inch of snow on us for no reason, and then by 3 o'clock in the afternoon it looks exactly like it did the previous day.
Dear libs, if global warming, why snow? That then gone.
That's why I've taken to just calling it climate change.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is climate change was thought up by the Bush administration because they were like, global warming's too scary.
Yeah, but every once in a while, like, you got, you know, contrary to popular belief, you do not have to hand it to George W. Bush, but every once in a while, it came up with a good term.
He's my second favorite mass murdering artist of the last 150 years.
We don't need to get into that any further.
No, that's okay. All right, so we're going to talk about our favorite free agent destiny. I should have said he was my favorite, because then it sounds like I like Hitler.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, I do not like Hitler.
This guy. Yeah, I just like Hitler for the art.
Yeah, no, I'm really into his art, which is funny because his art was dog shit, too.
Yeah, his art wasn't even good.
Yeah. We're going to talk free agents. We're taking a break from the rookies. We're going to talk our favorite free agent destinations for fantasy football purposes. But first, we have some news. I will start off this news by asking you both a trivia question. What player makes up 23.3% of the cap for a team that they will not be playing for this season?
I'm going to guess Russell Wilson.
Correct. Yeah. Russell Wilson is now officially, well, when the league year opens, will officially be a free agent. I think we'll be talking about that when we talk about the quarterbacks. Maybe. Maybe not. Do we think Russell Wilson's still a starting level quarterback?
I think after last year, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's probably top 30. I mean, I'd say he's top 32, but I mean, I don't think you're winning a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson as your quarterback anymore, but I think that he would definitely be an improvement for quite a few teams.
Would he be? Well, let's just say he's better than Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
And Mason Rudolph. And,
yes.
Oh, no, Troob's a Buffalo Bill now.
Yep.
Yeah. Which their social media team went off because the Bills have a great social media team. And they were like, he's back.
Josh Allen's buddy. He's back.
All right, other moves. Mac Jones is a Jag, so that draft class sucked butt. Outside of Trevor Lawrence, we're all talking about how it was going to be game-changing, and then more like team-changing, because after Justin Fields gets traded, four of the top five quarterbacks will be on different teams from that draft.
Mm.
Not exactly what you're looking for.
That's not what you're looking for, especially when you say, for example, trade two first to move up to number three to take a quarterback who gets three starts for your team.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that, to be fair.
I would know a lot about that. Mm-hmm. I have a jersey somewhere around here that tells me that I know about that.
Great purchase, Jeff.
You got a Trey Lance jersey?
Yeah, it was in the preseason. I was at the FF Expo, and he threw a bomb to, I think it was, it might have been Richie James. It might have been Trent Sherfield, but he threw a bomb. And my brother-in-law was, like, at that preseason game. And he's like, oh, my God, he's so good. It looks amazing. And I was like, I'm buying this jersey. And so I bought a Trey Lance jersey.
Oopsie.
Never buy a jersey off of a preseason highlight. That's the lesson.
Don't tell me what to do. Okay, fair enough. I've actually the most respect.
Jeff has a Ronnie Bell jersey. He's got a Joe Williams jersey.
I got a Jared Payne jersey. I don't even know
who that is.
Jared Payne was that rugby player that came over.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then he turned out to be a huge piece of shit.
Yep.
And a bad football player. More importantly, a bad football player.
Jeff did sell his Bruce Miller jersey when he found out about Bruce Miller.
That's right. I actually gave it to Sourdough Sam, who looks exactly like Bruce Miller. Other trades, Jerry Jeudy is a Cleveland Brown. And people are going all the way off about Marvin Mims. One poll was, who would you prefer in Dynasty, JSN or Marvin Mims?
Oh my God.
Mike with his face in his hand.
Jeez.
I wonder. I mean, look, JSN was disappointing his rookie season, but I mean, we can be real about this. Like, he still produced more than Marvin Mims did. And he has more draft capital. So
he's a better football player.
It's not a contest. Yeah, it's not a contest.
Do you think that? So I don't want to talk about Marvin Mims because here's what's going to happen. He doesn't have a quarterback.
Nope.
And the Broncos aren't really in a position to take one. So that made me think, is there an opening to buy JSN because people are so disappointed with his rookie year?
Yeah, but that would require you to think that JSN's really good still.
I thought that his rookie year went exactly like I thought it would.
Yeah, so exactly.
Yeah.
Well, then in your guys' case, then yes, there definitely is a buy window.
Yes, I'd buy him.
Walker, are you not bought in on JSN?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's absurd to have JSN above Metcalf in your dynasty rankings.
Well, I mean, Metcalf has done something in the NFL.
Right. But JSN is the highest ranked Seattle receiver in dynasty still, even though he was outpaced by DK in a season that most people said was disappointing for DK. So I don't know. It feels like people are still, you know, react, you know, they still have their JSN wide receiver one take from last year, and they're desperate to be correct, and so people are still valuing JSN as like a fringe top 12 dynasty receiver, and I just don't really see that being the case. I don't see why he should be far ahead of somebody like Rashee Rice.
He's not, according to the most reactive website on the internet.
Yeah, according to Keep Trade Cut. Where is he in Keep Trade Cut?
Keep Trade Cut, Jackson Smith and Jigba is wide receiver 26, pick 59 off the board between T. Higgins and Jaden Reed.
Well, he should be ahead of Reed, certainly. Yeah. And I like Reed, but I don't know how replicable 10 touchdowns is when you're not very big. Higgins is an iffy one because, I mean, he'll be a Bengal this year, but after that, we don't really know what's going to happen. He could be a clear number one receiver somewhere, or he could be in the same situation forever. I could understand taking JSN ahead of him too. 26 seems a little low, so sure. I mean, if you're, you know, in Jeff's league where he just traded Josh Allen, you could get JSN in that league probably.
I could.
Or do you already have him?
I was gonna say I already did.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
I was like, yeah, I bet I could end up with JSN in that league.
Yeah, it'd probably be pretty easy, actually.
Yeah, I would wager I don't have to do much. A couple things too. Also, Walker mentioned T. Higgins signed or was tagged, as was Michael Pittman. So, Mike, your boy sticking around for at least another year in Indianapolis.
Yep.
Top 20 wide receiver.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's a reference to me being stupid. Because I said Michael Pittman wouldn't be a top 20 wide receiver last year, and he very much was.
All right. You want to hear something really dumb about keep, trade, cut?
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison. Where would you put him in dynasty wide receivers?
I mean, he's an elite level prospect, and he's probably going to go to Arizona, where he's going to be the number one receiver for a good quarterback. But I don't know if you can have him ahead of any of the like superstar guys. So, I mean, maybe Tyreek because he's 30, but you can't have him ahead of CD. You can't have him ahead of Jefferson. Can't have him ahead of Chase. You can't have him ahead of St. Brown. Probably can't have him ahead of Nacua either. Maybe, though. I don't know. Maybe like 6.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
About what?
Where Marvin Harrison Jr. is on keep, trade, cut in wide receiver ranks.
I would say he's in the top 10 for sure. I would say 8.
8? He is 5.
5, okay.
He is ahead of Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua literally set multiple rookie receiving records and is behind Marvin Harrison.
But you forget he was taken in the 5th round, which means he's bad.
Oh, he is bad. Okay, Malik Nabers, wide receiver 9.
Malik Nabers. He's got to be probably around 10 now.
Yeah, well, he's 9. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
And then Rome Odunze. Odunze, stop it, keep, trade, cut. Has a stupid holdover thing. He is wide receiver 17. Ahead of Tank Dell, Michael Pittman, DJ Moore, Rashee Rice, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I would have him ahead of quite a few of those guys, certainly.
Oh, interesting. I don't know. Brian Thomas Jr. ahead of Stephon Diggs and Devontae Adams and Cooper Kupp.
Nope.
Nope. Absolutely not. Xavier Worthy as wide receiver 38.
That's fine. It's probably too low.
It's ahead of Jameson Williams, Chris Godwin.
Should be ahead of Jameson Williams. He hasn't done anything.
Wow. Yeah. Walker hates Jameson Williams.
And I like Jameson on the Lions, but for fantasy, I mean, his production has not really been there.
All right, fine. All right, let's get into it, shall we? There's nothing else to talk about. No other free agent stuff?
The Lions have brought back Craig Reynolds and Zonovan Knight.
Ooh, emergency pod. emergency pod within the pod.
Zonovan Knight's still around, huh? Okay.
Well, he's only like 23 years old still, so he's... Yeah, he was a young prospect, so he's got a little juice to him. He's not anything close to a starting running back, but if he made the roster, I wouldn't be upset about it.
Yeah, I guess so. Everybody's got that one player where you're like, yeah, he's fine. You're like, I wouldn't be too bad.
That one player? That's like most of the league for me.
No, on your own team, where you're like, he's fine, he exists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course I have a weird attachment to Craig Reynolds now because of the block from last year, but... Yeah, Knight's fine. I mean, he's one of the many like fringe roster guys that it's like, yeah, if he makes the team, cool. If he doesn't, then I guess we found somebody better. So also cool.
Okay. All right. Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about some free agents coming up and our favorite destinations for them for fantasy football. Walker said that they had one at each position. So we'll start with Walker. Who is your quarterback?
Oh, so I went with probably the highest profile free agent quarterback outside of Kirk Cousins, and that's Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
And my significant preference would be that he re-signs with Tampa Bay. Okay. I think that as we've gone over in our season recap, Baker was a top 12 quarterback this past year. I think going into next season with very similar weapons, potentially an improved offensive line, maybe another decent receiver or tight end involved there, a running back that can take some of the load off of Rashad White. You know, if they make some little, you know, some improvements along the margins on that offense, I don't see why he couldn't be a top 12 quarterback again. And I think that's, you know, very valuable for people who have Baker in Dynasty and Superflex leagues, that sort of thing, because I don't think he'll go as a top 12 quarterback because of the lack of rushing upside. But if you can get fringe top 12 production out of a guy that you're going to get around quarterback 15, 16, then that just solidifies your QB2 slot. Plus, he's a great streamer in one quarterback leagues. So I think he was very successful this past season relative to his level. And I don't see him being more successful if he changes destination. So I would significantly prefer for fantasy if he stayed in Tampa, especially I think it'd be good for Mike Evans as well.
Walker preaching, leave well enough alone.
With yeah, Baker Mayfield. Pretty much.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield was actually a top 10 quarterback by fantasy points, total fantasy points. I was seeing where he was by fantasy points per game. He was 22nd, but that's because there's stints in here from Anthony Richardson, Jake Browning, Kyler's 8 games, Cousins 8 games, Flacco's 5 games. And guess who the number one quarterback by fantasy points per game was last year?
Josh Allen.
I'm assuming it's somebody who barely played. Sam Darnold.
He played in the same game as Sam Darnold. Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Carson Wentz, hell yeah, baby.
Because Carson Wentz went all the way off in week 18 last year.
Right, he did.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
56 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown.
Good for him.
Which was twice as many rushing yards as Kirk Cousins had, and twice as many as Jared Goff had.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, Mike, how do you feel about Baker Mayfield sticking around in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I think that's probably where he's going to be, just based on the fact that he played really well, as we talked about, top 10 quarterback, and then NFL-wise he played better than he's played in his career. So with those weapons around him, they brought back Mike Evans, so he's going to be there. And, you know, why, as you said, Jeff, why change something that didn't break and just keep going with it?
Leave well enough alone. They seem intent on running it back.
It's understandable. I mean, they were not projected to win the division, you know, by any of us, and really not hardly by anybody in the media. And they went to the divisional round. So, you know, with a wide open NFC, I could see them figuring, well, if we draft well, do well in free agency, we still don't have a very good division in front of us. We can get up to 10 or 11 wins, maybe get 2 home playoff games this time. We could be in the NFC Championship game. Now, do I think that's realistic? Not really, but they can definitely delude themselves into thinking that they're a fringe Super Bowl contender.
I mean, deluding themselves is correct. I think that Baker Mayfield does stay in Tampa Bay as well, mostly because like the best destination I could figure out for him other than Tampa Bay was Atlanta, and I think they're on a collision course with Justin Fields, it seems like.
Oh, I was thinking they're on a collision course with Kirk Cousins.
I think Kirk Cousins goes back to Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, Cousins has never played football outside the Midwest. So, except for when he was with Washington. So yeah, he's never played football outside of the North. Obviously, Atlanta's a dome, so it doesn't really matter. But, yeah, it would be a culture shock for Kirk Cousins being in Atlanta, certainly.
It'd be very funny.
Minnesota fits in a little better, but I don't know. It seems like Minnesota is, to me, it seems like they're set on starting over.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like they're going to end up with a bridge quarterback, or they're going to like move heaven and earth to try to trade up for one of the top 3 guys.
But at 36, wouldn't Kirk Cousins qualify as a bridge quarterback?
Yeah, but he's good enough that he's still a top 15 starter in the league.
Hmm. All right, Mike, what do you think? Kirk Cousins, Minnesota, Atlanta, mystery destination?
Yeah, I have him either going to Atlanta or New England.
New England. I don't think that would work out great for fantasy because there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. That's a wasteland.
DeMario Douglas, 90 catches for 850 yards and 1 touchdown.
Is that good?
I mean, it's okay.
It's okay. My best option for fantasy, and this has nothing to do with the quarterback, and it has everything to do with making sure that the best receiver on the team gets the ball as much as humanly possible. That would be a man who played himself into a new two or three year deal, Joe Flacco, going to the world's dumbest team right now, the Las Vegas Raiders, to buoy Devontae Adams' fantasy value.
Just tucking the ball to Devontae Adams,
yeah,
with no remorse all season.
Yeah, no regard for life, limb, humanity, nothing. Just give Devontae Adams 200 targets next year.
Joe Flacco throwing for 4,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 22 picks.
Yep, and 2,000 of those are going to Devontae Adams.
God.
So the quarterback that I want is, I want Joe Flacco to go to Vegas just for Devontae Adams to get his fantasy value back. Sorry, AOC ain't it, folks.
No, definitely not. I mean, I understood why they went away from Garoppolo, because they weren't going anywhere, and Garoppolo isn't the guy that you have as your quarterback when you're rebuilding. It doesn't make sense. So I get why they went to O'Connell to see what they had, but I mean, he's a you know, bang average backup quarterback.
They found out what they had,
and they have a dude.
Yeah. Mike, how do you feel about Flacco to Vegas?
Who going to Vegas? Flacco?
Flacco. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's better than O'Connell, but maybe.
maybe.
Not much there. I mean, it depends on how many years you want the Raiders to scratch the surface of running quarterbacks. Do you want to do the Colts thing and go 3 years with just, you know, veteran quarterbacks and none of them work out and, you know, eventually decide on a rookie quarterback? Or do you want to just survive one more year? I think it's just the plans of the Raiders. But if I don't see him, I mean, he started to fall. He was horrible in that playoff game. And
yes,
I don't see him doing much outside of, I mean, I think he'd be a little bit better than the playoff game he was, but not much. So if I had a choice between O'Connell and Flacco, even though Flacco is a better quarterback, and I was just looking for one more year, I'd probably still go with the rookie, or was a rookie, in O'Connell.
Dang. All right. I respect it. Do you have any quarterbacks in your free agency wish list?
The only one I have is Kirk Cousins. I had Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins as the two quarterbacks.
Okay, I made a list. Let me see how you feel about it. Russ to Pittsburgh.
I think that makes the most sense for both parties. I think it works? Pickens probably still has a pretty good season, would be my guess. He's going to be basically supercharged. I combined super and turbo. But Pickens is supercharged Gabe Davis, where he's going to be good and bad sometimes, but his overall stats will be better, and so he'll win you more weeks, but I mean, the underneath stuff probably not going to be real great. Russ can't really run anymore. I mean, it basically would be the same kind of stuff that Pickett did, just more competent. Which, I mean, Pittsburgh is win now, so I understand why they would want to make that move. But I don't think that turns Pittsburgh into contenders. I just think that makes them like a win or two better.
Yeah, I mean, they made the playoffs last year with Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett, so I think they definitely see Russ as some sort of upgrade to that. And I think they're gonna sign Russ with an eye to like 10 or 11 wins. Whether that works out is a different story. But I think that has an eye on them getting a better playoff spot. Mike, you said that you think that makes the most sense too.
Yeah, I agree. I think maybe even New England again. But yeah, I think Pittsburgh is the right landing spot for us.
More like Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
All right. Got him. Next one up. So we talked about Cousins. We talked about Baker. I had Gardner Minshew following the money to Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't start
over Levis.
No, I mean, even if he should, he wouldn't. because Levis is the young guy and Tennessee's not even supposed to be good this year. I don't know.
Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Pro Bowler Gardner Minshew.
That's right. Put some respect on his name. Him and Tyler Huntley.
Honestly, if I was Minshew, I probably would stay in Indy because I would look at Richardson and the way he plays and think he could easily get hurt again.
Yep.
And if he does, then I get a bunch more starts for a team that's pretty good.
Oh, that's fair. That makes a lot of sense.
And he's already in the he's already been in the offense, so it's not like, you know, he's going to be learning a new offense and like throwing a bunch of picks. He'll be not learning an offense and throwing a bunch of picks. So
he'll be comfortable while throwing those picks.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that would be the best probably case for also. I mean, if Richardson got hurt, the best case scenario for Indy would be having a more stable guy who knows the offense and has rapport with their receivers. So I think Minshew's best idea is probably just staying in Indy because I don't think he's going to get a true starting job unopposed anywhere. Like, I guess maybe he could go to Denver or something or Vegas and maybe get a starting spot, but I don't know. I'm not sure why those teams would do that.
Denver feels like whoever's left over and when the quarterback carousel stops, they're going to sign him to like a 2-year, $42 million contract or something.
James Garoppolo.
Oh, no. I have James Garoppolo. I rigged up a Photoshop to say where James Garoppolo.
Yeah, you can't see it, but it's Jimmy Garoppolo in a Patriots uniform.
That's right. James Garoppolo going home. He's going home to the Patriots, baby. No, actually, I think Denver quarterback James Garoppolo makes the most sense.
Teams is going to end up with J.J. McCarthy as their starting quarterback, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't say the Commanders at all.
That's Drake May, I think.
You think that's Drake May? Yeah. Where else are we? Hold on, let me pull up Tankathon. I think that's another thing, too. I was thinking a lot's going to change in the NFL. So Drake May, New England is a good J.J. McCarthy destination.
I think they probably end up going Jaden Daniels.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not Belichick anymore.
Right. And then McCarthy maybe to the Giants.
And if not the Giants, then Tennessee.
No, I don't think Tennessee's going to take a quarterback. I think they're going to try to make it work with Levis.
Will Levis is Dookie.
I know, but I don't think they're...
Yes, he is, Mike!
I don't think they're convinced that he's a failure at this point. I think that they're desperate to make it work. And so they're going to try to... I think that's why they hired Callahan, because I think Callahan came in and said, I can fix Will Levis. And they believed him. And so they're going to try to do it this year with Levis, and it won't work. And then next year, they'll blow it up.
Then J.J. McCarthy to Minnesota. One spot ahead of Denver. If they don't re-sign Cousins.
Yeah, that's possible. McCarthy to Minnesota is possible. To Denver is possible. To New York is possible. Yeah, any of those three I could see happening. Even Vegas could trade up. Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, Vegas could jump Denver to take McCarthy.
I could definitely see Telesco being like, oh yeah, I need my Justin Herbert, and thinking that that's J.J. McCarthy for some stupid reason.
What the heck? The Niners are picking 31st? I saw Jake Moody hit that field goal. They should be picking 32nd. This doesn't make sense. They won the Super Bowl. All right.
They scored first in overtime, damn it.
Yeah, game's over. Let's see. Looking at Keep Trade Cuts mock draft, they have McCarthy to Minnesota.
Okay.
So, just as an FYI. Daniels going to Washington.
And then May to New England?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Alt to the Chargers, which makes a lot of sense. Neighbors to the Giants. Fashanu to the Titans. Dallas Turner. It's a top 8 pick. You're supposed to use that on a weapon you don't use. So that'll be Odunze.
Yep.
And but Odunze is supposed to go to the Bears, according to this. Okay. All right. Let's talk about running backs. Very interesting class. Lots of big names in this one. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, Austin Eckler, Antonio Gibson.
DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift. Mike, we'll start with you. Do you have any running back ideal destinations?
Dalvin Cook. No, I'm kidding.
Dalvin Cook to the trash can.
Dalvin Cook to the CFL.
I like Josh Jacobs. I got him either going to the Texans or the Giants.
Ooh, okay.
Staying around in Las Vegas anymore. He's been tagged, what, 3 times the last 3 years? So, I think the best fit for him is the Raiders, but with going to the Texans, let's just say, that gives him the Texans a big, you know, big burly running back that has some speed and can do everything Devin Singletary, who's a free agent as well, can do it to even a better degree. And I think that's one of the positions that the Texans are missing is to a great deal is running back. They get that stable, then that offense is going to be really scary, especially with CJ Stroud should improving in his second season.
Yeah, that is something that we talked about when we were talking about how do the Texans take the next step, and it was getting a running back. But I don't have him going to Houston. Walker, do you have Josh Jacobs a destination for him?
He wasn't my guy. I'm not exactly sure where I think he ends up. Maybe. I mean, he could go to the Chargers if they decide to go free agent route instead of draft route. Yeah, I'm not sure, though. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him in Philly either. I think that would work really well. He's got good vision. Their offensive line is getting older, but it's still pretty good. And I think having the running threat of Hurts and the threats on the outside would open up some running room for him. He'd be able to use his vision and power to pick his way. He's still a decent pass catcher. So I think he'd be a good fit for that offense. But I didn't have a specific destination in mind for Jacobs. I agree with Mike, though. I don't think he's back in Vegas.
I don't think he's back in Vegas either. And I did this completely without looking at the salary cap. It doesn't make sense for this team to do it. But imagine if somebody had the Rashad White role who didn't suck butt.
Oh, yeah. That's
that fair. Would be great for fantasy, because last year Rashad White had 70 targets and they didn't target him at the beginning of the year. Like at a certain point, they're like, oh, yeah, we should probably target him. So like if he's averaging 4 or 5 targets per game for the Buccaneers, I think that would be a very good thing for his fantasy value.
No, I mean, it would be certainly.
OK, Walker, do you have a destination for a preferred destination for a running back?
Yeah, speaking of Vegas, I put Saquon Barkley to Vegas. I think that it's pretty clear he's not going to be a Giant. And I like the fit there. I think he does a lot of the same things that Jacobs does, but he's got more explosiveness. He is a slightly better pass catcher. He can make something out of nothing more often than Jacobs can. And with the offensive line that Vegas has, probably better than the one that he had in New York, which is not saying a lot, but it's pretty average, I would say. So they could use more of a shifty type running back instead of a straight line runner. I think that he would be a good outlet for a young quarterback as well, if they ended up going with somebody like a McCarthy or Bo Nix or something in that range. I think he would be a really good security blanket for a young quarterback. I just like the fit. I think that gives them more top end talent on offense. You know, Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers is a great start at wide receiver. And I think that with the top running back as well, it makes it an easier situation for a young quarterback to go into.
Okay. Mike, how are you feeling about, where do you have Saquon going?
I actually have him going to Houston. There's a variety of places he can go to. Josh Jacobs is. I think Josh Jacobs or Saquon Barkley are going to go to Houston, but I mean, he could go to Baltimore if Eckler is gone. His Chargers would fit him, I think, kind of well, and then maybe even switch places with Jacobs and go to the Raiders.
I have in the most Dallas Cowboys move ever, them creating space to go get Saquon Barkley, which I do think would be best for his fantasy value because they showed over the last couple of years that even if you're not playing well, they'll still run you out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that it would be the most Jerry Jones move, and I think it will happen where they restructure a bunch of stuff to bring in an aging running back because he's given them fits in their division for so long, and who cares if it's going to work or not.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's going to make Jerry Jones money, so that's what he cares about.
Yeah, right? Imagine how well Saquon Barkley jerseys will sell. So what about do we have any other running backs? Because if not, I have some questions for where we think these guys might go.
I didn't do any focus on any other ones, no.
Okay. Mike, did you?
I have a couple, like Tony Pollard.
That was going to be my question.
Oh, okay. Why don't we just go with your questions and then we could cover
okay. it better. First question, where do we think Tony Pollard is?
Hey, Mike, what's up? Where do you think he's going?
Well, Philadelphia was mentioned. I think that might be a good spot for him.
Philadelphia, Tennessee, or Tampa Bay for Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
I have him going to a destination that you keep that Mike won't shut up about. The Houston Texans. Yeah. Okay. I think Tony Pollard is a better version of Devin Singletary. And I think that they kind of like I don't want to just say that they're just going to do the Harbaugh thing because I'm not the Harbaugh thing, the Shanahan thing, because, you know, it's a Shanahan coaching tree, but it's like a loyalty to a type of player is a thing that happens a lot. And I think that PFF Bobby will, I think he'll want that type of player. And I think that they'll give it to him because he's a better version of what Devin Singletary did.
That's fair. That's fair. God, where do I think Tony Pollard's going to end up? You know, I'll say, I think I'll go with Jeff as well. I'll say Houston. I like that. I agree that he's a better version of what you get out of Singletary. Singletary was still pretty successful, and you could even bring him back as a 1B so that you can limit the workload for Pollard, get him back down into that 55-60% range where he's most effective. Yeah, I think that could work definitely.
Okay. And then, Mike, where did you say for Pollard?
Pollard, I said it was Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yeah.
More than likely, and then
or Tennessee, right?
Tennessee, yeah. Or Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Okay. All right. Are we all in agreement with Derrick Henry to the Ravens? It feels like they want this like power downhill runner, and that's exactly what Derrick Henry is.
That's what I got him as. If Ravens, yeah.
I think that makes the most sense. I don't think that's where he's gonna end up though.
Where do you think he ends up?
I'm going with sneaky Rams for Derrick Henry.
Sneaky Rams. I don't want to deal with Henry twice a year. Reroll.
I'm going with a sneaky Cardinals. No, I'm
sorry. No.
no, but I think this is a hat tip to JP Acosta on Twitter. He was the first one I saw bring this up, and it makes a lot of sense. The Rams have a history of making all in moves, and I just have a weird feeling that the Kyren Williams story is going to get ruined, that they're not just going to go into next season with him as the unquestioned number one back. And I feel like getting Henry on a like short-term 2-year deal where you can just use Williams between the 20s and then use Henry as the battering ram I think that could preserve him a little bit, where you don't have to give him 300 touches in a season. You know, it's a team that throws a lot. It's a team that doesn't pass to the running back anyway, really, a whole lot. So you don't have to worry about that. He doesn't have to worry about pass blocking a whole lot. He can just go out there and run the ball. And I think taking the pressure off of their pass offense, I think that that would work out well for the team. And I think that Henry showed this past season that even with a reduced role, he can still be very effective for fantasy.
What about a sneaky Chicago Bears?
No, I'm not interested in any of that.
None of that?
not interested in all that.
Walker's like, oh, no, thank you. I appreciate the offer, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just don't know why he would go to the Bears. Like, why would you do that? They're bad.
Why would you go to the Rams?
But they're good.
No, it's very important to my brand that they're bad.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, in Jeff's little world, Derrick Henry wouldn't ever go to the Rams.
That's right. My little world, first of all.
No, it's a very big world, actually. It's the biggest, in fact.
Thank you. All right. And then what about Austin Eckler? I think you could serve well as the 1B to Isaiah Pacheco.
That would be funny. Yeah, Austin Eckler in the Jerick McKinnon role would be, I mean, that would be pretty unfair. Yeah. Even though Austin Eckler is slower than dirt now, he's still really good at catching the ball out of the backfield.
And he can score touchdowns, which is more than CEH can say.
That's true. I think that Eckler is going to be the 1B in Philly. Mm. I think that the Eagles bring back DeAndre Swift and then upgrade over Kenneth Gainwell / Boston Scott by bringing in Eckler.
Okay. Mike, where does Austin Eckler end up?
He's the 1B in Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
I actually like that.
Yeah, I mean, him replacing Nyheim Hines from a couple years ago and just going into that role, I think it's also an Eagles style offense too. I mean, with Steichen coming over, it fits. It does.
Yeah. Okay. So breaking news. Another former Eagle is on the move. So we had Fletcher Cox retire this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had Jason Kelce retire like a week ago.
Yeah.
And we have Philadelphia Eagles legend, Kevin Byard.
Oh, yeah. He's a Bear now. Yeah. Good for him, I guess. I mean, he's above average at this point in his career still. So decent signing for them.
Yeah. All righty. And I have Antonio Gibson to Chicago.
Antonio Gibson, Buffalo.
Minnesota.
Who cares?
They have no running backs.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. He can go there. Sure. No matter where he goes, he's going to get like 7 touches a game.
I know. I want him to be good so bad.
And they just can't stop fumbling.
I know. Some call him a young Braylon Allen in that regard. All right. Any other running backs to talk about?
What about Singletary?
Who cares?
No.
He stinks.
He's still decent.
Singletary to Carolina.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Maybe he goes back to Buffalo.
That's possible.
Yeah. I actually had him going back to Buffalo.
Singletary to the Giants actually feels very correct.
That would make sense also, yeah. That's a Brian Daboll special right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I could see the Giants, like, drafting a running back late day 2, early day 3, and bringing in Singletary and just going cheap at running back instead of the big signing.
But why would they spend that capital? Oh, late day 2. I don't see him taking a day 2 pick and getting Singletary because they already have James Cook. I feel
I was talking about the Giants.
Oh, the Giants. I don't know why my brain went to Buffalo. But yes, that actually does make sense. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, they could draft like they could basically with Singletary, you can either draft like a really fast guy to pair with him. So I guess Isaac Garendo or something. Or you could draft a power guy. Like Audric Estime.
All right, Mike, where did you have Singletary going?
Back to Buffalo.
All right. Let's talk about the wide receivers. Not a very good wide receiver class.
No, especially not with the franchise tags.
Yeah, I was looking through this and I was like, all right, T. Higgins. Oh, he got tagged. Michael Pittman, he got tagged. So who's the best guy left? Tyler Boyd? Calvin Ridley?
Calvin Ridley, yeah. Probably. I mean, isn't Marquise Brown a free agent? He's probably better than Tyler Boyd.
Marquise Brown is a free agent, yes.
Oh, he's a free agent? How did I miss that? He's a young Calvin Ridley.
Gabe Davis is also a free agent.
Who cares?
Yeah, he's
yeah. Marquise Brown is one. All right, so I didn't realize Marquise Brown was one. So I'm going to say Marquise Brown returns to Arizona.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so my first wish list guy was Tyler Boyd to Buffalo.
Mm.
Because that way they can have sort of a second sure-handed guy to go with Stephon Diggs, who's not a tight end. Because last year, that's what their team was kind of missing. They had Stephon Diggs, and they had the up-and-down nature of Gabe Davis. And, you know, Tyler Boyd does kind of fit into whatever role you want to give him without really complaining. Like, if you look at his time with Cincinnati, he was the man. And then they got T. Higgins, and he was the number two guy. And then they got Ja'Marr Chase, and he's the number three guy. And he didn't, like, demand a trade like Michael Gallup did today.
Well, to be fair, the Cowboys came out and said before that they were, like, granting him permission to seek a trade. So I don't know if he demanded it or if they were just, like, or if he just went to the front office and was like, hey, maybe I don't want to be here anymore. And yeah. They were like, it's okay.
Okay, maybe not demanding a trade, but loudly
they are
hoping that he was playing somewhere else.
Yeah, they are mutually agreeing to part ways.
Yes.
I don't like Tyler Boyd to Buffalo because I think he profiles best as a slot receiver at this point in his career, and I don't think you want to block Khalil Shakir from being the slot receiver right now.
Okay, that's fair.
I know that Shakir was a low draft pick and that he hasn't had a super productive season yet, but per target numbers have been good. He plays fast. He's a good route runner. I think he's the type of guy that can grow into a trusted role in the slot receiver role. I think that they need somebody bigger on the outside that's more reliable than Gabe Davis. I think they've got a plethora of options in the draft, though, honestly, for that. I think that they're probably going to go draft route instead of free agency because you've got big receivers in the draft that are going to be available either late in the first round or late in the second round.
Yeah, I mean, the draft class being so good and the free agent class being so bad did lead me down the road of, like, teams who need a wide receiver mm-hmm. are probably going to draft one.
Yeah, I mean, if you need one really bad, then a lot of these teams are going to be drafting. But, yeah, I mean, for Boyd, I've seen Pittsburgh, which I don't really get.
No, they don't need – no, no, no.
I don't know. I mean, people have been saying, oh, they're going to trade Deontay Johnson and sign Tyler Boyd. It's like, well, why would they do that? Why would you sign an older version of the same guy?
Because you can pick up a fourth-round pick for Deontay Johnson.
Ooh. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. God, who needs a guy who can, like, soak up 50 targets? I mean, no, because Godwin plays out of the slot, too.
Juwan Jennings walks, and he goes to the Niners, baby.
I mean, that would be good for the Niners. It'd be bad for Tyler Boyd's fantasy value.
Yeah.
But man, I really don't know. I mean the Eagles could use him, but again, it'd be terrible for his fantasy value. Maybe Houston would be decent for his fantasy value because Dell is gonna be coming back from injury and you can kind of just move him around because he's so fast.
Yeah, that's true.
And Stroud's a good quarterback, so I don't know.
Mike, where do you think Boyd should go for his fantasy value to be best?
I have him going to the Bears.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, especially if they draft Williams, that would give them another reliable underneath target. Him and Kmet underneath, DJ Moore down the field. They would just need a high-level intermediate target. I mean, if the Tankathon mock draft was right, then if they got Odunze, that would be a really good start.
Yeah, I had them going a little bit higher end because they have so much cap space. I had them getting Ridley.
Calvin Ridley, yeah.
Yeah.
I had Ridley going back to Atlanta.
Oh, what are the odds on that one?
Probably not good, but that's what I prefer. I think it would be a cool story, and they need one more weapon. I mean, they need a number two receiver. So I think London, Ridley, Pitts, Robinson with, you know, even with Fields, I think that's a pretty good offense. But if they were to get Cousins too, I think that that's an extremely high level offense and almost assuredly winning the division. If they were to get Cousins and Ridley, I think they would win the division for sure.
Yeah, although they will have some competition to the division. Breaking news.
Oh boy.
Sources: the Bucks are closing in on a deal with QB Baker Mayfield, helping Tampa Bay become home for their starter. He gets a blank year deal worth blank with blank guaranteed. What do you think his deal is?
3 years. $125 million.
And how much guaranteed?
How much guaranteed? 75.
Mike?
I was going to say 3 years, but I don't know. See, that's
42 million a year.
42 million. I think he gets 50 million a year.
Woo! So
three for 150.
3 for 150, yeah. With, 100 guaranteed.
Well, you guys should be Baker Mayfield's agent. $100 million with $50 million guaranteed.
Over 3 years?
Over 3 years. That's not bad.
That's pretty cheap, actually. Yeah, yeah. It's not cheap, of course. And in reality, is Baker Mayfield worth that? Maybe.
Baker Mayfield making $33 million a year?
I mean, Derek Carr is making more than that, and Baker Mayfield's better than Derek Carr, but...
Yeah.
I think that that's definitely Baker taking a team-friendly contract, I would say, in comparison to what he could have got on the open market.
Yeah, I think it was a, hey, man, we got Mike Evans. You want to play with Mike Evans, but we can't really pay you and Mike Evans, and we already paid Mike Evans, so...
Can we get a little bit of a deal here?
Yeah, can we keep this train rolling?
Yeah, and Baker was like, I prefer to keep the train rolling than go to another bad situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in bad situation after bad situation. I keep forgetting he played in Carolina.
Yeah, he sure did.
Like, that's one of those weird, like, stop-off things that you don't really think about. So, let's see. Other wide receivers. Mike, do you have a wide receiver with a preferred destination we haven't talked about?
I do, and that's Marquise Brown.
Where do you want him to go?
Marquise Brown, I have him going to the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh, like a better version of Gabe Davis blocking?
Exactly. They'll lose Gabe Davis, so they'll need a deep threat and Marquise Brown.
Okay. I don't hate it.
Yeah, Brown is a tough one for me because his lack of size and his durability issues are concerns, certainly, but he's an electric player when he's on the field. He's more of an outside receiver, despite the fact that he's tiny. Not really necessarily a precise enough route runner or strong enough off the line to play inside. I think that he will probably get a fairly lucrative deal, but I don't think it's going to be with somebody who is super good right now. I think it's going to be with a lower level team. I could see him getting like a big deal with Carolina.
Ew.
Now, and he would be the number one receiver there, and I think he probably would put up 1,000 receiving yards, but the touchdown count's going to be low, of course.
Yeah. Actually, that's I have a second Carolina, then Giants, then Tennessee. So I agree with you with Carolina. That's my second option.
For Marquise Brown, I didn't realize he was a free agent, so he's going back to Arizona.
Yeah. Since Mike, you have Brown going to Buffalo, where do you think Gabe Davis ends up?
That was going to be my question.
I actually have him going to Tennessee.
Okay. I have him. Walker mentioned a team that has a history of making all-in big splash moves that has a guy that was one of the best wide receivers in the game and a guy who was the best rookie wide receiver in the game and a quarterback who loves to bomb it out, Gabe Davis to the Rams.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I think Davis definitely is going to go to a contender because he's going to get rave reviews from from people for his blocking, his effort level. You know, he was a captain in Buffalo, so his teammates loved him. He's going to get a contract from somebody who can do something because they're going to value his blocking ability. The Rams is a possibility. If the Chiefs were able to move off of Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I could see them getting Gabe Davis to just have a better player in that role.
Let's see. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is off the roster.
Okay, so I could see that. But I think that maybe Baltimore, because of the blocking ability, is a good one. He'll get down and dirty in the running game. He's a vertical target. He's strong. Somebody that Lamar, if he gets one-on-one opportunities, he can throw it up. And Lamar can really get it down the field pretty accurately. So I think that's a good release point. Zay Flowers is also somebody who they use a lot in the short game, but he can go downfield as well. I think that opens up the intermediate for their two tight ends pretty well. So I think that, you know, I'm maybe not the best for fantasy stats, but I don't know if Gabe Davis is ever going to be a consistent fantasy contributor anywhere. So I don't know if that matters. I think for in terms of team fit, I like Baltimore.
Okay. I had Curtis Samuel to the Colts. I think that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Hmm.
But they got Josh Downs in the slot.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Just like, I don't care.
I do not care.
He would be more of a utility guy. Samuel.
Curtis Samuel to Miami.
But they've got Braxton Berrios. See how you sound talking about Josh Downs?
Yeah, but Josh Downs just got drafted last year in the third round, and he was actually not even bad in his rookie season. Braxton Berrios has sucked his whole career.
Berrios, you suck.
By the way, I would just like to say, because I don't think we'll be able to say it, guess who had the most 40-yard pass attempts last year? Because I was trying to see who threw deep. I forgot to mention it.
Will Levis.
Most 40-yard pass attempts.
And the most 30-yard and the most 20-yard plus yard pass attempts.
Being that you're the one saying it, I'll guess Brock Purdy.
Brocktholomew Purdy, baby. Led the NFL in 20-plus air yard passes, 30-plus air yard passes, and 40-plus air yard passes. So shove that Dink and Duck merchant up your ass. All right. Anyways. What was his
brother's name? And they got Brock and...
Chuba.
Yeah. Chuba Purdy?
Yeah, it looks like Chuba, but I think it's pronounced Chuba.
Chuba Purdy, but that's not his real name.
I don't know.
It's Preston.
Preston Purdy. Ugh.
Here are my sons, Preston and Brock. Get out of here.
That is some upper crust white shit right there.
Yeah. Oh my god. I can already picture their house. McMansion in the middle of nowhere. Yep. Like 5 acres.
Oh yeah.
No, not a tree on the entire property.
Well, to be fair, my dad's house is 6 acres.
Dang!
Except most of it's hayfield, though.
Okay.
Still.
Six acres.
Nice. That's a lot of land.
Walker going out on the back 40. The back four.
Yeah, it's a good amount of space to chuck plastic in around in the yard.
That's true. That's fair. All right. I have DJ Chark going to the Giants because it would be very funny if they got another one of those. They just keep collecting the same player, and DJ Chark is that player.
I say Chark goes back to Jacksonville.
Probably.
Buffalo might not be bad for Chark.
Yeah, oh, Buffalo could be okay.
He can block, and he doesn't separate, but he's a good downfield receiver. So, yeah, he could replicate the DJ Chark role. Or the DJ Chark role, the Gabe Davis role.
The DJ Chark role. And everywhere DJ Chark goes, he's like, let me tell you about the DJ Chark role.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we've got two more studs available. Odell Beckham. I have no idea where Odell goes.
Oh, God.
Retires.
Odell. No, he's going to play one more season. He's going to ring chase somewhere.
Lions.
No.
Yes.
No, they won't do it. I will say he goes to Houston.
Houston? All right.
As mostly a injury, like protection, in case Dell doesn't get healthy, he can like function as the number two receiver for short periods of time.
All right, Mike, where does Odell Beckham go?
What about the 49ers?
No, no. That's because I have the other superstar stud that's remaining going to the 49ers.
Oh no, Kendrick Bourne.
No, not Kendrick Bourne. We have Kendrick Bourne at home. Juwan Jennings.
We have worse Kendrick Bourne that gets way more media attention for some
reason. That's right. No, it's a man that I've fallen in love with, a former sleeper. Ray McLeod's contract is up. I mean, superstar return man. Deonte Hardy.
Oh.
49ers, baby.
God, he is so small.
He's tiny. He's fun, though.
He is fun.
Yeah, I could definitely see him on the 49ers, honestly.
Yeah. I'm doing a classic move, which is I watched him torch my team, and I'm like, he needs to be on my team now.
Hey, GMs do that too sometimes.
I know. All right. So it doesn't matter where Deonte Hardy goes. He has no fantasy appeal. Okay. Speaking of bad classes, the tight ends are stinky. We've got Jonnu already in Miami. Mm-hmm. We've got Zach Ertz to the Commanders and Dalton Schultz re-signing with Dallas. That leaves
Houston, you mean?
I mean Houston, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
The other city in Texas. That's not San Antonio.
There's only three, actually.
There's only three cities in Texas. The rest is just cows.
San Marcos, fuck off.
Brownsville, get out of here.
Galveston? That's not a real place.
Never heard of it. Not a place. East Texas, you mean West Louisiana or Arkansas?
Warkinsaw.
All right. Who's the best tight end on the market?
Noah Fant.
Is it Noah Fant?
Or Gerald Everett?
Noah Fant.
Is it Gerald Everett?
Noah Fant.
Mike Gesicki?
Oh, God.
Mike Gesicki's there, too.
Logan Thomas?
Logan Thomas. Hell yeah.
Decrepit Logan Thomas.
Mike's like, Logan Thomas of the Colts. End of question.
Yeah, let's do it. Yes.
Well, the Colts carrying six tight ends on their roster.
Hell yeah.
All right. I looked at teams that needed tight ends. Mike Gesicki taking over for Hate Crime Higbee with the Rams.
I don't think they'd like it because he doesn't block, and the Rams want their tight ends to block.
All right. Then they get Noah Fant?
I could see that, honestly. I could see them doing that. God, I remember, where did I have Fant going? Oh, right. Fant to the Jets.
But what about Tyler Konkowski?
I like Conklin, but he's limited. He's not real athletic and he's not that big either. He tries really hard, and he's reliable. He catches the ball when you throw it to him, but he's better used as a good tight end two than a mid tight end one. And I think Fant's athleticism over the middle with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback would be beneficial to that offense, and I think that he would have a chance to have a Robert Tonyan-style season.
Okay. Mike, where do you think Noah Fant would end up?
Noah Fant, I have him going. Let me pull up my tab here. God dang it. I lost it. I forget. I can't. I'll get back to you as soon as
all
I
right.
Time.
Jeff, where do you think Noah Fant's going?
I had Noah Fant going to the Raiders.
Okay, sure.
Kind of reclamation project sort of thing. You know, I'm not. That was, to be honest with you, I forgot they had Michael Mayer. So.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
One other, and I don't know, this could be Mike's pick, but an interesting destination for him could be Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had Cincinnati as a complete wild card because who wants to take a shot at what tight ends they have under contract for 2024?
I'm going to guess that it's Tanner Hudson and that's it.
Okay, Mike, what tight ends do you think they have under contract for 2024?
I'm going to copy Walker and say Tanner Hudson, and that's it.
They have no tight ends under contract for 2024.
Dang.
Wow.
Tight end.
Okay.
So they need some tight, at least one tight end.
That could be, I could see them signing Logan Thomas as, like, insurance, just having him be the tight end too, and then drafting a tight end on day two, whether that be Ben Sinnott, good idea. Jatavion Sanders, decent idea. Or Cade Stover, bad idea.
Speaking of tight ends, who's getting Brock Bowers?
Chargers.
The Chargers could easily just take him at five. I mean, I could see that. Or trade back and take him. I think the likeliest options, based on where teams are in the draft, Chargers at 5 is possible. Jets at 10 is possible. Raiders at 13 is possible. And I don't think he would get past Bengals at 18.
What about the Indianapolis Colts at 15? Just 6,000 tight ends.
Now that past the Colts at 15.
That would be really funny, honestly. A team that has a million tight ends already just finally deciding, hey, let's get a good one.
Yeah. Mike, how would you feel about that?
They need defensive backfield really, really strongly. But I think I'd be too excited to get Brock Bowers. So I'd say we'll just wait on defensive backs and get him the next round.
It would be more fun.
It would be so exciting to have Bowers.
Yeah, let's see. All right. So where do we think Gerald Everett's going? I think he's just going to go to Tennessee. Just whatever, they'll pay him money.
You think? Why would they do that?
Because they have a lot of money and no players on offense.
I guess. I mean, Chig's better than Everett, though.
Sure. Who's their new, what new offense are they running?
Cincinnati.
Oh,
yeah, Zach Taylor style offense.
Never mind. They won't need two tight ends. He'll go to New England.
Yeah, honestly, that's possible.
They love having a million tight ends.
Did Arthur Smith get hired anywhere? Yeah, he's Pittsburgh's offensive coordinator. So maybe Everett goes. No, they don't need tight ends at all. They've got Freiermuth, Hayward, and Washington, so they're good. I'm not really sure. I mean, like you said, I could see a Rams reunion maybe. Go with like Everett and then Davis Allen and just kind of do tight end by committee. That could definitely happen.
But don't, oh God, what was the guy's name a couple years ago? Who Kendall was Blanton? That? No, the Rams tight end, that like converted from wide receiver that everybody was peeing their pants over.
Oh, Jacob Harris.
Jacob Harris. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, they already have Jacob Harris. Actually, they probably cut Jacob Harris.
I don't even know where he is anymore.
Everybody was convinced he was the next big thing. Jacob Harris is an American football wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
All right, okay. Then. Oh, this is always a good sign when it says he's on the Eagles, but all of his highlights were from the preseason of another team. When he was on the Jags last preseason.
Yeah, that's not great.
All right, so Gesicki, to
some team that already has a good blocking tight end, so that he doesn't have to do that.
That's a must.
Let me think. Carolina.
Oh, that would be horrible for Gesicki. They don't pass at all.
Yeah, but he's bad, so he's not going to get good fantasy value anywhere.
That's true.
Yeah, because they have Tremble, who's a good blocker. God, who else doesn't have a lot? I mean, he could go to Cincinnati because they don't have – they could use a slot target, and they don't have tight ends on their roster right now.
Literally.
Right. So I could see them essentially replacing Tyler Boyd with, like, some Andre Yosivash and some Mike Gesicki, and just kind of splitting that role into two players.
Okay.
Yosivash.
I have Logan Thomas to Denver.
Yeah, that makes sense. They could use just a solid guy there. Denver also is a potential destination for Bowers.
Where are they picking?
12.
Ooh, that would be all. They have no quarterback and picking at 12. I mean, they might not have a choice because everybody else will be gone.
Yeah, I mean, they could probably take a tackle there. I mean, Alton Fashanu will probably be gone, but they could get Fuaga from from Oregon State.
Let's see, Fuaga.
Or they could take Amarius Mims from Georgia, which I think that'd be a little bit of a reach, but he's got great physical traits.
Looks like the composite mock drafts from Why Can't I Talk from Tankathon has Fuaga going at 10 to the Jets.
Mm.
And it has the who were we talking about? The Broncos. Another cornerback, Terrion Arnold.
Mm. Yeah, I mean that him and Surtain together would be Studley, certainly. Yeah.
Who needs a quarterback?
Only cornerbacks, no quarterbacks.
Yeah. All right. Any other tight ends we want to talk about? Logan Thomas, we talked about. Noah Fant, CJ Uzomah. CJ Uzomah, who cares? There's a guy who could go to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Let's mock up a Photoshop live on there.
Let's run him back. Oh, man. Here. I have lots of Photoshops available. Here we go. There we go. I'm using AI to just generate all these images of CJ Uzomah.
Wow.
That's crazy. This is the best use of AI that has ever existed.
I burned down a tenth of the Amazon for this. All right. CJ Uzomah, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, tight end, pass catcher is not great in this free agency class. Tight ends and wide receivers. So, all right. Any other free agent stuff we want to talk about before it opens up tomorrow? Well, the legal tampering period opens up tomorrow.
Who signs Christian Wilkins to a massive contract, and why is it the Detroit Lions?
Oh, it's not the Detroit Lions. It is. It's going to be the Detroit Lions, isn't it?
I really hope so, because I love Christian Wilkins. He's like one of my favorite non-Lions.
Christian Wilkins rules. I love watching the cutups of him, like talking to the offensive lineman.
He's constantly talking shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Houston has a lot of money.
That's true. And they could really use a defensive tackle.
So Houston, or they, the Commanders have the most money. So I'm just going to say everybody goes to the Commanders.
Yeah.
Who's going to sign Chase Young to a massive contract, so the Niners get a third round comp pick for him?
And then have him completely flag all out. Yeah.
It's the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
They're gonna reunite Sweat and Young. All right, that's it. That's all we're gonna talk about. No more football ever. We're done.
Yeah, we're done. Yep.
We're done.
What about Danielle Hunter?
Danielle Hunter? How old's Hunter? I feel like he's in
30.
He is, let's see, he is 29. He will be 30, I think.
Okay. He takes the money, goes to Denver.
Ooh, I was going to say, is he going to take the money or is he going to take chase the ring? I think if he takes the money, he goes to Tennessee. There's no money in Denver.
Yeah, that's fair. And Tennessee could really use a second pass rusher. Him and Harold Landry would be very good together.
Yeah, so I think he goes, I mean, Tennessee, they need a lot. And if you're, they need a lot and they have $80 million in cap space. So they can spend a lot.
What about San Francisco?
San Francisco has no money.
No? They keep broke. Talking. The KNBR keeps talking about Danielle Hunter going there.
I will take it.
Boo. I think that would be bad, personally.
Walker would not like that, personally.
Please don't do that.
Well, now I want it to happen.
Anything that makes the 49ers better, I disagree with on principle.
All right. Well, then the 49ers should go sign. Who would make
Mike Gesicki?
Walker. You don't understand.
Jeff getting a 49ers jersey with Mike Gesicki.
What if they sign Gesicki and Gerald Everett?
What if they sign, what if they sign Gesicki and Deontay Hardy?
Oh, my God. All right, dream offseason. Niners, Gesicki, Deontay Hardy, make it happen. So next time we talk, there will be some free agents. Mike Gesicki and Deontay Hardy will be on the 49ers, and other random bullshit will have happened.
That's right.
Less important things. But we'll be back. And thanks for listening. For Mike and Walker, take care and have a good one.
Bye.